This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a fire weather watch out from late this morning through this afternoon. South to southwesterly winds will increase to 15 to 25 miles an hour, gusting upwards of 35 miles an hour as relative humidity drops. The combination of those two things would support critical fire weather conditions. The Campbell County Commission has voted against federal dollars for an educational campaign about the COVID-19 vaccine. Campbell County Public Health Director Jane Glazer presented contracts for vaccine outreach and education. Commission Chairman Bob Mall and two other commissioners voted against the contracts, saying they couldn't approve of a campaign that didn't mention one's right to choose. The Campbell County Commission has agreed to lift a ban on fireworks for 1 week at the end of December, so residents may celebrate the end of 2021 and the beginning of 2022. It's now up to the city to determine whether that will actually happen. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a fire weather watch from late this morning through this afternoon. South to southwesterly winds and decreasing relative humidity will support critical fire weather conditions. Families of residents at the Legacy Living and Rehab Center will be able to visit in person again. Campbell County Health announced that visitation does not need to be scheduled and that the opening of visitation again comes as a result of new guidance from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Wyoming Department of Health. Social distancing and other safety measures must be observed, and unfortunately, children under 12 are not allowed to visit residents except in some end-of-life circumstances. A man driving his pickup truck was arrested by Campbell County Sheriff's officers after his vehicle left its lane and collided head-on with a semi-truck. Taylor Calder was arrested and taken to jail after both drivers had been cleared of any injuries. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.